Good afternoon, I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Dr. Wendy Winterstein, who is the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Iowa State University. Dr. Winterstein visited Lee County this week, taking part in an ISU Extension Field Day and talking agriculture with both farmers and lawmakers. She says the state of agriculture in Iowa is extraordinary.
Right now, agriculture is booming, not just in Iowa, but throughout the world. As we think into the future in about 2050, when we estimate a world population of 9 billion people, we know that there's a lot of work to be done to be sure that we can feed and fuel that population. And that's what agriculture is all about in all of its diversity. So whether you're busy growing hydroponic tomatoes or tilapia or corn and soybeans and cattle and hogs and eggs, there's a place for you in agriculture and there's a need.
And that's an interesting point because you mentioned a couple of things there, tilapia and tomatoes. When people, a lot of people think ag, they think corn, soybeans, cattle, but it goes beyond that.
Right. Agriculture really is anything involved in the production of, we like to say, feed, food, and fuel. And so it is a very diverse set of opportunities, and it goes beyond production to the associated manufacturing, to the processing of food products through food science, to, again, biorenewables. My favorite faculty member at Iowa State, Larry Johnson, likes to say, anything you can make out of oil, I can make better out of corn and soybeans. And so the opportunities really are endless for careers and for any kind of entrepreneurial activities that you might be interested in.
When you look at the career of agriculture, so much of it, people may think, oh, you just go out, you've been raised on the farm, you can continue that. But ag education is a key at so many universities. How has it changed over the years? Say someone comes to a school like Iowa State now versus 20 years ago, how has that ag education changed?
Well, first of all, in my college now, we have women studying agriculture. So back in the 70s, it would have been almost all men. When I was studying at Kansas State University, I would be the only woman in many of my classes. So just having men and women, we have the farmers' daughters and sons now, but we also have about 40% of our students have never been on a farm. And they're there to study in agricultural sciences. So it could be in biochemistry, microbiology, genetics, ag business. So there is a broad portfolio with more than 24 majors that students can look at. So what's changed the most? I think it's the recognition that 40% of our students don't know anything about agriculture. So our faculty have done a great job of helping them feel comfortable with the terminology, taking them on field trips so that they can see what they're studying about in the classroom. So it's really bringing everybody up to the same place so they feel confident and competent about these issues that are so critically important to the world.
How often do people come there as students that say, I just want to run a farm then? If you've got so many different varieties, how much is it just, I want to be a farmer?
You know, it's actually a small percentage in the end, but that percentage in the last few years has been growing. Some of our biggest employers have been telling me that they're now having to compete for some of our best students who have decided, you know, they're going to go back and farm with their family. And that's been a change just in the last couple of years that they're saying, no, I'm going to go directly back to the farm. In the past, it was more, I'm going to go out and work for 5 or 10 years, and then I might go back to the farm. So things are changing as we see increased opportunities for increased profitability to support 2 or 3 families on the farm.
How difficult is it, though, when you've got so many what they call factory farms? I mean, it's from what I hear from a lot of people, it can be so tough just to get the land in general to try to farm. How does that tie into their decision?
Well, again, in Iowa, almost all of our farms are still family farms, still owned by families, and it's still difficult, though, with the price of land. So if you aren't part of a farm family, I think it is difficult. We have a group of students at Iowa State University that run the Beginning Farmers Network. And so they bring students together on a regular basis to talk about how can they become a beginning farmer without perhaps some of the opportunities that others might have being from a farm family. So there's still lots of opportunities to do that, but it takes careful planning, financing, and you have to be an extraordinarily good manager, I think. But that's an opportunity. And now as we look at local foods productions, we see that there are opportunities to get a foothold into agriculture production, even in different kind of venues than, again, the traditional corn, soybean, cattle, and hogs that you mentioned.
What are the fastest growing fields? If someone is saying, I'm going to get a degree in agriculture, what are the fastest growing fields?
Well, they would be what you would kind of expect traditionally. Agribusiness is a big area. Last year, all of our graduates in ag business got a job. So 100% placement, and that's a real statement of opportunity. Animal science continues to be a real interest. A lot of students would like to be veterinarians, or they choose to go into animal science as part of a pre-med major, or they just love animals so much and they see the many different job opportunities in the livestock industry that they want to be in animal science. We have over 1,000 students right now studying animal science at Iowa State University. So those are kind of the traditional areas. They continue to be strong.
How does the university keep up with the growing field? I mean, how much are you guys looking at new courses, new majors? How do those discussions go about?
We're always talking about how we can be more competitive. Just recently, we added a new major called Global Resource Systems. And as we have a set of students in the world that really want to be more globally competent, that think that they might want to go work in Brazil, or they might want to be in China, or India, or Africa. So this is a curriculum where half of their time they spend on a technical area, agronomy, livestock production, ag business. But the other half of their studies is related to developing competency in a regional area of the world, learning that language, having a long internship in that part of the world. And these are students that can then go work for a global company in agriculture. They could go work for the United Nations in the FAO. There are many nonprofits focused on the tremendous need for food production in the developing world. So that's been one of our most exciting majors that we currently that's new at Iowa State.
What types of relationships does Iowa State have with maybe even both the family farms and ag businesses? I mean, to be able to get, I would assume, getting that hands-on experience. How do you work those relationships?
Well, we really do believe in strong partnerships. It's in our DNA. When the land-grant university started, it was all about serving the people of the state. And by having a good partnership with farmers, we can take our students out for field days. We have farm organizations like the Iowa Soybean Association that funds research in the college to address the critical issues in soybean production, disease, insect problems, continued efforts in soybean breeding. So we feel like we have wonderful partnerships. And again, whether it's the farmer that is a big corn and soybean producer, or it's the farmer that's a vegetable grower, through our various programs, we hope to be very engaged with them and celebrate the broad portfolio of agricultural production.
Are there partnerships outside of ISU with other universities, either in Iowa or even in the surrounding states?
You know, we actually have a unit at Iowa State University called the U.S. Pork Center of Excellence. And this is a partnership that Iowa State has with 26 other College of Agriculture and the pork industry in the United States to say, how do we train students to work in the industry? How do we focus on the research that's necessary for the industry to continue to be competitive? And that's been a great success. And that's an example. I think it's 25, 26 colleges all interested in how we work together to enhance the pork industry in the United States.
You talked about the research. How big of a role is research in the program at the college or the university?
Research is critically important. We wouldn't be able to maintain what we do in terms of our educational program if our faculty weren't on the cutting edge of science. And so We, each year in my college, bring in about $50 million of external funding from state and federal research agencies and from commodity boards like soybean, and that funds our research program. But even more importantly, it allows our students to work with a faculty member in their research laboratory, in the field, on a research project. So it's a work opportunity for our students, but it also gives them an opportunity to think, would I like to be a scientist at a university or in a business related to agriculture? And so the connection between research and teaching really is not something you can separate. We try to bring them as close together as possible.
What's the relationship with high schools? I know in a lot of areas, some of the outer programs, the musics, the arts, the agriculture are the ones that are being cut. How do you guys get out there and promote ag in schools to try to, I guess, get your next level of students?
Well, we've had a great growth in enrollment in the college, and we've actually had an increase in enrollment that's about double what nationally the average has been for students studying in agricultural sciences. So we're over a 50% increase since 2008, and that's just an extraordinary amount of growth. So we're doing a great job of recruiting students, but still, when we think of high schools, we're going back and visiting with the FFA teachers, with the science teachers, and having those conversations about what are the career opportunities, because they are broad and diverse and plentiful. So, you know, if you come and study in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences right now, you'll see we have a placement rate of almost 98%. So that's hard to beat. Even in an economy like we've had over the last few years, we've continued that great placement rate.
One would think that most of your students are Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, this Midwestern region. But do you get East Coast, West Coast students that are looking at ag?
We actually do. We get students from both coasts, California, the East Coast as well, up in Michigan. We have a student that I was talking to the other day who's from Detroit, and he wanted to come and study in the environmental sciences at Iowa State University. We have students that come and study from Korea, from China, from India. So we have students from all over.
I would assume a teaching opportunity. Obviously, everyone has a curriculum and what you're looking at, but the weather in recent years with drought and flooding, have teachers and faculty tried to incorporate the impact of those natural events into the curriculum?
So we have, obviously, a meteorology major in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, but we have a set of climatologists that look at these issues in agriculture on a regular basis. And we just, 2 years ago, an effort led by Lois Wright Morton, an extension sociologist, we received a $21 million grant from USDA to work with a series of three or four other universities, to study the impact of climate change on agricultural production. So that is a conversation that everybody, I think, is having these days, and it's something that, again, we're seeing as a priority in our research, but also discussions in our classrooms.
Agriculture continues to change and continues to change. What do you think it would be like as a student, say 20 years from now?
What will be amazing for the student in the future is that technology in the classroom will continue to develop in extraordinary ways. Who would have understood what Google meant or Wikipedia? So technology is going to continue to advance. That's really going to change, I think, how we engage with the student. Science will change as well. So what they'll be studying in the classroom and the science of agriculture will continue to develop and expand in ways I don't think we can possibly understand.
That was Dr. Wendy Winterstein, who is the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Iowa State University. I would like to thank Dr. Winterstein for joining us this afternoon on Emphasis. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.